If you would, if you have your Bibles, if you have your phones, if you have whatever it is that you use to follow the Word of God, you in church or listen to it on TV or whatever, whatever you pull up, use to pull up the scripture if you would do that today. And go with me to Luke 24, verses 1 through 5. Somebody say Luke 24, verse 1, one to verse 5. Hallelujah. And it reads this way, verse 1 reads, "Very early Sunday morning, the women came to the tomb where Jesus' body was laid. They brought the sweet smelling spices that they had prepared. They saw that the heavy stone that covered the entry had been rolled away. Verse 3, they went in, but they did not find the body of Jesus Christ, of the Lord Jesus. Verse 4, they did not understand this. While they were worrying about it, two men in shining clothes stood beside them. Verse 5, the women were very afraid. They bowed down with their head, with their face to the ground. The men said to them, verse 5 also, men said to them, 'Why are you looking for a living person here? This is a place for the dead.'" That's where I want to concentrate right there. "This is a place for the dead. Why look for the dead?" As I mentioned before, this is Resurrection Sunday. This is the Sunday that God raised Jesus Christ from the dead. He took victory over death. He took victory over situation. And by the fact that he rose from the dead, we also will rise with him. But see, that was not meant to be a one-time thing. Resurrection, the resurrection from the dead, was not meant to just be happening one time. God wanted us to have a resurrected mindset. Can you get that? He wants us to have a resurrected mindset. God wants us in our day-to-day life activity to live a resurrected life. He wants every day that we see and feel like we have been risen from the dead. He don't want us worrying about dead things in our life. When God moves it out, when God kills something off of your life, don't go looking for it. He wants you every day when you wake up. Realize he started you on your right way. He gave you the activity of your mind to be able to move your limb. You could be in the land of the dead, but you're not in the land. Every morning, you got to understand that every morning when you wake up, God resurrected you from out of a sleep of death. And he's resurrected you every morning. This morning, each and every one of us was resurrected. He brought us in the land of the living. And he wants us to look for living things. See, the angels knew what had happened. The angels knew that Jesus was not there. But see, Mary Magdalene and Mary, they went there looking for somebody. They did not go to look for dead God. They went to look for dead. They didn't go to look for alive God. They went looking for dead God. They didn't believe. They didn't remember what Jesus told them, that I must die and I will rise again. So they prepared the spices because they didn't get an opportunity to do it before, because they put them in the tomb so quickly that they didn't get an opportunity to do what they normally do for the dead. You know how you are sometimes. You got dead things in your life and you put more attention to the dead things than you do the living things in your life. Somebody get me. You pay more attention to things that has gone than the things in the present. So the women was getting ready to pay attention to something they thought was dead. They had the spices. They were going to cleanse his body and to spice his body to prepare him to go on to the afterlife. But they forgot that he said, I will die, but I will rise again. They forgot that. So they were looking for death. But the two men, which was angels in shining clothes, was angels. They knew that Jesus wasn't dead. They knew that God had raised them, but the women didn't know that. So they asked the women, this is a place for the dead. Why are you here looking for somebody, a living God? Why are you looking for a living God in the place of the dead? If God is in your life and your God is alive, why are you looking for your living God in a dead situation? Hallelujah, somebody. Yeah. Why are you in the grave? Why are you going through the tomb? See, they should have went there not with spices, but with a praise. They should have went there with a shout. They should have went there knowing that they serve a living God, because he told them, I'm alive. I'll be alive. The death can't keep me down. Look, I'm telling you right now, in your life, you got to live a life every day that's saying that death can't keep me down. I know things don't seem to be going right now. I know my finances ain't doing right now. I know my situation ain't right now. I know my job ain't what I wanted right now. I know my family is not where I want it right now. But once those dead things is out of the way, I ain't going back looking for them no more. I'm not going to spend any time, waste my time trying to take care of the dead things in my life no more. Got a relationship, a situation that is old and dead. Don't keep spending time. Don't keep paying attention to that thing. Don't keep letting your mind going back over and over and over again, wondering about how it used to be, how it might have been, how you want to be. That is gone. I'm going to tell you right now, that is gone. God done moved that thing out. God done killed that thing out of your life. God done moved that thing out of your life. So it ain't no, somebody said, it ain't no time now. It ain't no time now. It's no time now to be worried about what's trying to hold you down. Hallelujah. Don't be preparing no spices for dead things in your life. Don't be setting aside. Don't be setting aside time and space in your mind. Setting aside time and space in your mind for things of old. Those things are gone. God is saying, I resurrected you from death. Yeah, I resurrected you from death. And I resurrected you, and now I want you to put a step, some pep in your step. I need you to put some happiness in your mind. I need you to put some clapping in your hand. I need you to put some pop in your body. Woo! I need you to walk like you're going somewhere. Hallelujah. I need you to act like you know better. I need you to see new lights. I need you to see new opportunities. I need you to see new goodness. I need you to see new ways. I've resurrected you. I resurrected you. I want you to move the resurrected Sunday from off of the page of the Bible into the pages of your life. Don't just wait till Easter every year to think about resurrection. Think about resurrection every day that God wakes you up in your right mind.
when he wakes you up. Wake up and jump out of bed. Don't just roll out like you're trying to fall on the floor. Wake up with some excitement. You might roll, but let your mind think about jumping. Hallelujah. You might wake up still a little slow getting out of there, but let your mind have some excitement. Yeah, yeah. Let your mind say, what's up, God? What you got new for me today, God? What new living things, what new excited living things you got prepared for me today, God? He said, yes, God, I know some obstacles might come, but I'm ready to jump over here. I got on my running shoes. Say, God, it's track time. I'm ready to run 5 miles in life, God. So yeah. The obstacles didn't do nothing but make me stronger. All of the hurdles that I had to jump over so far just put muscles in my legs. You gotta say that. And all of the heavy weight that I had to lift in life, because the heavy weights try to hold me down. So all of the heavy weights that I lift in my life just put muscles in my arms. And God, oh, I know, God, I know you put those worries in my mind so I can sharpen it. I know, God, I know you had me trying to figure out how to get past this and figure out how to get past that. I know all of those situations that you had, those puzzles that you put in my mind, those puzzles of life that I had to work out. I know that all you are doing, you might have gave me a smaller puzzle. And I worked that one out. You gave me a puzzle that had a little more pieces to it. And I worked it. Now, Father God, I'm ready for the 1,000-piece puzzle. Bring it on, God. Because I don't know if you understand. The bigger the puzzle, the more beautiful the picture. You ain't never thought about that, has you? Don't look at these small puzzles. Can't put but so much on it, right? It can't look but so wonderful. So, but when you finish the small puzzle, you're like, oh, that real, I did this. This looks good. Might have only been a little fish. Might have only been a little boat. Might have only been a little house. And then you finish another puzzle. Yeah, it looked a little bigger, a little better. But when you get those thousand-piece puzzle that they lay out that looks so beautiful, the picture looks so beautiful, the clouds, the whatever they got on there, the fields, the animals, the, whatever they do, what they got, because they got more space, they can put more stuff out there. Let me tell you right now, God is giving you more puzzles because he got more things, he got more space, he got more stuff he wants to put out there for you. So is anybody in here today ready to work some bigger puzzles in your life? You thank God for the puzzles he gave you, but you're ready. Come on, say, I'm ready. I'm ready to work some bigger puzzles in my life. Bring it on, God. Hallelujah. Yeah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Resurrection of life. We accepted God as our Savior. So that has brought us in. That put us in the book of life. That made us a part of the family. And we have already know that we shall rise again. But God, he wants us to know that I rise you every day. I lift you up. I resurrect you every day with newness of life. Stop going to the tomb. Jesus did it once for you. He don't need to do it again. Not over and over again. Let those dead things stay in the grave. Stop going digging them up. Don't dig those dead things up anymore. He, like the angel said, why are you looking for a living person in a place that is meant for the dead? Rest on your feet. Come on, give God a praise as you rest on your feet. Give him some glory right now. Hallelujah. He's an awesome God. Happy Easter, one and all. Father God, we thank you right now for who you are. We thank you for your word. We thank you for the prayers that went up. We thank you for the healing of the body. We thank you for the healing of the mind. We thank you for your protection. We thank you for your guidance. We pray right now, Father God, that as we go forth in this Easter Sunday, today that God raised you from the grave, that we go with a mindset that we are in the family of Christ. We are among the resurrected people, and we shall live a resurrected life, a life of joy, a life of happiness, a life where we allow the dead just be where the dead stays. We remove the dead from our life and look towards the living things that have been placed in the place. When a seed dies, it grows up, maybe to a beautiful rose. But once it is dead, we don't worry about the dead part. We worry about the beauty of the rose, the flowers, the trees. And that goes with it. That is what we'll look for, and that what we're keeping in our minds. And God, we give your name to praise it, because you're worthy of all the praises. May the goodness of God, may the grace of God, may the wonder of God protect us and keep us as we separate on the physical, but keep us together in the spirit. In Jesus' holy and precious name. And the church says, amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. The Lord loves you, and I love you.